Welcome back to Back to School in St. Mary's. I can't believe it's Friday already. This was a very quick week, but, you know, we've had such wonderful guests, and I think that's what tends to happen when, you know, you're having such a great time, it makes the day go by really quickly. Now, normally the last thing we ever want on our show is a bunch of drama, but that's different today. We're very happy to have drama on the show today because we have the Drama Club. We're going to meet a couple seniors in a minute, Garrett Kanapke and Elizabeth Good, but we're going to begin with Hallie Flippo, who is the drama teacher, right? Good to see you. Okay, there you go.
Hi, my name is Hallie Flippo. I'm the drama director here at MHS. I've been the director for about 9 years. Every year we do a musical in the spring. This year we're doing Mamma Mia, which we're really excited about. And in the fall we do a student-directed one-act plays, a night of student-directed one-act plays. So I have two of the student directors here with me. They're seniors. Garrett has directed for 2 years. This is his second year. And Lizzie's directing for her first time this year. And we always try to do a theme. So this year the theme is heartaches and hilarity. So all three of the little one-act plays are about, like, breakups and just dating faux pas. So they're heartwarming but also really funny. They're here to tell you about their experience being a director.
All right, and that's going to be October 26th at 7 p.m., $5 for students, $7 for adults. And is it a matter of just come in and you will see three productions? That's the idea?
Correct, yep. Right. One night, and you get to see all three of the one-act shows.
All right, well, let's begin, since we'll just go in order here. Liz Good is first, and the 9 worst breakups of all time is the topic. Now, did you write this, or was this a script you got? How'd you come about this?
So we got to pick off of an online website. We did some research and looked at different articles and just different websites, and I found mine on, I think it was PlayScript, and it just caught my attention because of the humor in it. So my play is called The Ninth Worst Breakups of All Time, and basically it's about this girl named Katie who gets broken up with her boyfriend, and she's very, very upset. And then this magical character that's part of a corporation that shows the 9 worst breakups of all time is like, this isn't the worst breakup. We'll show you what the real worst breakups of all time are. And it's got lots of funny, lots of crazies, lots
back
of, yes, they go back in time. They, multiple, just, it's a lot of craziness and chaos, and it's so funny.
How big is your cast for this?
Around 27 people.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty neat. It almost sounds like a kind of a funny version of It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Yes.
The ghost of
yes.
past, present,
yes.
and future, right?
Pretty much, yes.
I think everybody will relate to it because, let's face it, by the time you get to high school, who hasn't had a couple really clunker relationships,
yes.
right? By
yes.
then, right?
It's funny because they even have stuff that's like through letters, breaking up through letters, and just any situation that you could possibly think of, plus more.
Yeah, I think, isn't it these days that people break up, you find out because they changed their status to single or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Or it's complicated.
Or even like a passive-aggressive post, and you're like, oh
yes.
What's this about?
Yes. Those are the posts. Then when you ask what's wrong, they tell you to mind your own business.
Sounds about right.
Human behavior is fascinating.
Yes.
This is, so how... For this, I mean, I'm sure you, since you're the director, did you have to cast everybody?
Yes, it was very, very difficult because we had around 35 people want to audition and everything. And, you know, in your mind, you think, who can I, like, you don't want to pre-cast anybody because you want everybody to have an equal opportunity. But, you know, you just see all these people audition, especially, like, new people, like freshmen, and it's so rewarding seeing people that were freshmen last year that are sophomores, and you just see their confidence grow through their audition. And so I think that was one of my favorite parts through the audition process, was just seeing how people have grown as actors. And yeah, it was really interesting.
About how long in time is your production?
Around 30 minutes.
About 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And for you, you did all the casting. Were you in charge of the rehearsals? I mean, were you pretty much led, like, okay, you're on your own now, right?
Yes. So what we do is Mrs. Flippo attends the rehearsals with me and everything.
Sure.
And, I stand up on the stage with the cast, and each day we do the blocking and everything for how we want stuff to look for each scene and everything. And even with, like, how we want them to say stuff and say words. And it's a lot of blocking and pre-planning before our rehearsals. And my first rehearsal, I realized that, because this has been my first year of ever actually directing anything. And so it was really interesting because I know how I want things to look in my head, but then I was like, these people don't know that. And so I realized very quickly blocking and getting everything pre-made before our rehearsals is helps things run really, really smoothly.
Is there any music in this, or is it just straight dialogue?
We have a few scenes where we get some music and some
okay.
fun sound cues and everything like that. Yes.
And how about a set also? Is there that part of it for you as well?
Yes. So it's not a huge set like our musicals are in the spring, but we do have little props in the background, like maybe trees or like a desk for some scenes. But yeah, we utilize props and everything, but we don't really have, like, any backdrops or stuff like that.
All right. Sounds like that will be fun. But are
yes.
you a little nervous?
I am a little bit, yes. Because I love acting. I've been an actor all my life in middle school and even in elementary school. I was one of the young kids in What a Wonderful Life, and it was a high school production. And so I've always just loved acting and being an actor. And so being in a different position, in a different light, it was difficult it was very challenging because I know like from experience how to do things, but teaching that to other people is a lot different than actually knowing.
And for you, what are some roles you played in your time?
Well, my freshman year, I was a scrub woman and an ensemble member for How to Succeed in Business, and then we also had Anastasia, and I was a ballerina and that, and I was a character named Marfa, and I was an ensemble for that. And then just last year we had Camp Delta, and I was Lexi, who was one of the leads. And yeah, so it's been in middle school I was one of the Mer sisters for Ariel, so that was pretty interesting too. So yes, I have acted in the one act plays too. I've been an actor, so yeah, 2 years in a row. So lots of different characters, lots of broadening of yeah.
Now, as a director, while the play is actually going on, is there something you do as a director, or do you just have to kick back and hope they don't mess up?
A little bit of both. But, yeah, I guess you kind of direct sound cues because we'll be in, like, the top box and everything, so we'll be able to help with, like, lighting cues and sound cues. But as far as acting-wise, you just have to really trust your cast and, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and that's also a scary thing is
yes.
trusting cast, but
what have I done, right?
Yes, yes.
What for you, what are your future plans? I mean, I know right now you're probably only thinking about October 26th.
Yeah.
But you know where you're gonna go to college, what kind of career you want?
Yeah, I really want to be a music educator. I've always been a fan of the arts, as I said. When I was younger I would always be making up elaborate dances and songs, and I was quite a crazy and eccentric child. I still am, but definitely mellow down.
What, don't change that. Don't grow up. That's overrated.
Yes,
I mean,
I agree.
You got to be an adult, but you don't have to grow up.
Yes, yes.
Don't.
Always a child at heart.
You got that right. Well, good luck. I'm sure this is going to go really
yes.
well.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. And so we talked about the worst breakup of all time. And so continuing with, dating minefield idea, we got crushed. You're going to direct here. Tell us about this a little bit, will you?
So basically you have these two people. Their names are Guy and Girl. Not very creative, but gets the point across. And then these two narrators come along, and then they show the guy and the girl, like, okay, here's how it's not to do, and here's how you find, like, a boyfriend or girlfriend. So then they show them things like, oh, yeah, don't, like, friend zone them. Don't create, like, a doll out of their hair. Don't put on a pregnancy suit. Just, you know, like, things that would seem basic, but it's supposed to be, like, comedic.
And, it does sound fun.
Yeah.
It's interesting how it was not a thing when I was growing up, was what they called a friend zone, right? And, and that's something that, people deal with, right? One way or the other, that they either accept that or they hope that they'll be kind of waiting in queue a little bit, or maybe they'll get their chance someday, right?
Yeah, that's one of the more, like, realistic scenes.
Yeah.
Some of the others are very wacky.
For you, prior to doing this, what are some of the things you've been able to do in the drama class?
Okay, so my freshman year, I was also in How to Succeed. I played Peterson. My sophomore year, I did all three one acts for the fall. And then for the spring, I was Callan Politov in Anastasia. Last year, I was a student director for the one act. And then I also played Max in Camp Delta. And then also last year, I was in the All-Ohio show, which is not at our school, but we were in, like, Sylvania, which is by Toledo.
Oh, that's excellent. So you have some directing experience, right?
Yeah.
What do you like about it, and what don't you like?
The biggest thing I like about it is just seeing the actors have fun with the script. Like, I like choosing it and having my own fun with it, but seeing, like, how other people interpret it, that's what I like the most about it. And what I dislike is when people don't memorize their lines, and then you have to stress about that, make sure that they're right on top.
And that would be the thing I wouldn't like, is that lack of control. Like, all you can do is do the best you can, and then you have no control.
Yeah, like, last year, like, during the actual things, like, my scene was not set up correctly for the actual performance, and that was stress, but it was not bad.
Oh, good. For you, what are your plans after high school?
I'm either going to pursue neuroscience at OSU or brain and behavioral sciences at Purdue, and then go into pre-med for medical school.
Oh, great. Well, I hope you like going to school. You'll be going for a while, which is fine.
Like, another 10 years or so.
Yeah, what's 10 years here and there, right?
I'm making more money, so.
That's what I'm saying. Good for you. Let's talk with Mr. Flippo one time. You said you've been doing this 9 years. So tell us, where did you come from originally, and what made you pick this path in life for a career?
I'm from St. Mary's. I'm an MHS graduate. I graduated in 2011. So I majored in language arts education in college, and I have a minor in communication. I took some theater classes in school, but my master's kind of covered theater as well as film and different humanities subjects too. So it's been really fun to work with the kids after school and just see the students in a different light, especially with the student-directed one-act plays, like seeing them lead their peers is really cool and really interesting, and I'm very impressed by how they take initiative and, you know, lead the rehearsals and tell them what they want, and how respectful the other students are of their ideas as well.
I would think it's a lot of fun to watch a production, you know, come together. Maybe going into it, they were a little nervous, how's this going to work, and then they pull it off, and you kind of grow from that.
Uh-huh.
Right?
It's always a little stressful. There's always going to be a stressful moment where people, you know, maybe they don't understand the timeline, especially working with younger students or high school students. It's hard to get them to plan in advance and things like that. So like they said, too, you know, memorizing your lines on time and all of that. Once you get the costumes and the set set up, then everybody's really excited. But before that, you know, it takes a lot of buy-in to get the people to, you know, be excited. And I think they do a great job of being enthusiastic and encouraging people to do the work they need to do.
Memorizing lines, is there some kind of a trick to that, or is it straight up doing it and then
you have to ask
live with it, right?
Definitely repetition. As many productions as I've been in, it's a lot at times, especially with being in multiple one acts, which I was last year and the year before, but repetition and just constantly reading through it and reading it with other people is what really helps me with memorizing things. And I think it helps my peers too.
Yeah, I was thinking also that one of the disadvantages you have for either one of you is you only got one shot. This is live. It's not like a movie or TV where if you make a mistake or you briefly garble a line, it's not that big of a deal. You just do another take. Not here.
There's definitely been times where I've been on stage and I have forgotten a line and I just had to improv and come up with something. And luckily, my brain was able to formulate something that made sense to the topic, but it was definitely that's a very scary moment.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, and sometimes your other person in the scene can bail you out and say, yeah, just, I think you were about to ask me where I was last.
Yes.
Right?
We've had, from the times that we've had little buffers like that, I think that all of our cast has done really well with playing it off. Like during How to Succeed, there was an issue with our sound system, and the line kept repeating over and over again when it was supposed to be for like a voicemail. And our actor who was interacting with the voice messaging, he did such a good job and played it off really well.
Yeah. You can sit there and take a moment to complain about, looks like my phone is missing.
Yes, exactly. Adding humor into it, definitely, yes.
I think also the audience is on your side anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They sit there and go, hey, good for them. I would never get on stage.
Yes, but,
you know,
yes.
They respect that, right?
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, I've often found that, because I guess I know a thing or two about being live, right? And so when things don't work or things go wrong, I've always said it's only a problem if you allow it to be. If you just say, well, I'll be fine, you are, you know?
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is, especially with our peers and everything. The directors and our peers make it a very fun and enjoyable club and atmosphere.
I think one more question I have, you know, for your teacher here. How do you pick, you know, the various productions that you do? I'm sure you try to come up with stuff that the students are excited to do, but also stuff that you can practically get, right, pull off, right?
I like to make sure that once they've graduated from the program, they do have, like, a well-rounded education in terms of theater. So although it would be fun to do, like, some Disney IP every year or something they're already familiar with, I don't know how much they're learning in terms of, like, doing shows with songs that they already know or characters they're already familiar with. And I think that sometimes doing something they don't know ends up being, those end up being some of their favorite shows. Like, How to Succeed in Business, they still sing the songs from that, even though none of them knew that show coming into it. It's a satire of the workplace in the 60s. It's not something that they probably would have read on their own, but it's a really great show, and it's fun to get to expose them to new material. Last year, the musical was called Camp Delta. We were the first school in America to do it. I just found the script through social media through a Belgian company called The Singing Factory. I really liked their script, and I thought it worked well with our group. It was a dystopian drama, and so it was very different from what we had done previously, which was more of like a Disney princess story with Anastasia and then like a satire comedy with How to Succeed. So then this year we're doing a jukebox musical, Mamma Mia, with ABBA songs, and everyone's really excited about that. So I haven't done something like that yet. I'm excited for the new challenge. There'll be a lot of dancing, characters and songs that people love. So
yeah, ABBA was always one of those groups that maybe growing up, it wasn't always cool to be an ABBA fan, but everybody knew the song. Whether they wanted to admit it or not is irrelevant.
Yes, I don't know if it's because of the movie, but it's so evergreen. I have a lot of older adults that have told me they're excited to see the musical because they've always loved ABBA, but then a lot of high school students know the music now.
Yeah, as Fernando's playing in my head.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awful lot of fun. And I think also, like, a lot of teachers we've talked to this year, you know, for you, I know it's work to do what you do, but I'm sure it doesn't feel like a job in any way. It just sounds like you have a blast.
Yeah, it really depends on the group of students. I'm fortunate to have, honestly, a really great group of students. And like you said, when you watch a play, they make it look so easy, but they're doing so many things in their head while you watch that maybe the audience isn't even realizing, you know, memorizing not just the lines, but also where they're supposed to stand. The facial expressions, like the reading comprehension you have to have, the team to move the sets, like watching all of that is really great.
It's funny. A lot of times when we watch our favorite actors in movies, you think, yeah, I can do that. It's because it just looks like they're living. And the reality is that it's all contrived. It's not real. They become that character, and the work involved in that would be mind-blowing.
Yeah, and the costumes and the objects. Like, someone had to go purchase that item or make that. Someone had to pick out that outfit. Every single thing that you don't really think about as an audience member.
Everything from, you know, especially like I would bring up like the villains, the bad characters. You hate them as a kid, and then you grow up and realize you wouldn't have had a movie without them. They're so important, right?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming on, and it's exciting to hear about the Drama Club. We're going to kind of stay in the same room, so to speak, as the Art Club is up next. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to continue back to school here from St. Mary's on 96.7 of the Way.
We're speaking with Doug Moran of Moran Refrigeration today about service.
We've always prided ourselves on servicing everything that we sell. I really won't take on a line unless I can do the service on it. That's important. That's something that we can offer that the big box store can't. You know, like I say, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers after the sale, not just when they come in to buy, but long after. We want them back. We emphasize service.
Moran Refrigeration on South Wayne Street in St. Mary's.
This is Chad Fisher. I'm the lead pastor of Rock City Church. We're launching a brand new location in Grand Lake at St. Mary's Memorial High School on October 6th. And I want to personally invite you to be a part. If you live in the Salina, St. Mary's, or Lima area, or anywhere around Grand Lake, I hope you'll join us for our very first service. It's going to be absolutely incredible. You can learn more at rockcitychurch.tv. We cannot wait to see you there.
O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm going to help you. I'm calling 911.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
Over 2.8 million Americans have served in our military since 9/11. Many have returned home with devastating injuries and few resources for them and their families. This is news correspondent Bob Woodruff. I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq in 2006. The military had my back that day, and they have each other's while serving. It's time we had theirs. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative. To learn more, go to gotyoursix.org using the number 6.
With love I will build a wonderful thing that makes this life better for you and for me.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. To find out more, go to loveshriners.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Colorectal cancer patients hear a million things when they are diagnosed.
At least it's a good cancer.
You're strong. You got this, girl.
You don't look sick.
What are you going to do now?
Then there's what they really need to hear.
The Colorectal Cancer Alliance is a one-stop resource you can trust.
The Alliance is a guide along your path with cancer.
Learn about preventive screening and find support at colorectalcancer.org. Go to the Alliance. Go to colorectalcancer.org.
Welcome. Welcome back here. We're back with school in the St. Mary's. Now we've got the art club here. We're going to meet Karen Weiss, who's a teacher. We have Jacqueline Lehomer and Larea Brown. And so, first of all, Karen, thank you so much for coming. Appreciate having you.
Thank you.
Let's begin, share with us a bit about yourself, you know, what got you into education, where you grew up, and specifically tell us about the art club, if you would.
Okay, well, I'm Taryn. I'm Mrs. Wage. I'm the teacher. A little bit about art club. Well, it's a club where artistic or creative people can get together to join and have fun and draw and paint and do creative artistic things.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And so let's meet a couple of your students. We'll begin with Jacqueline. Thanks for coming on. Good to have you.
Thank you.
What grade are you in, by the way?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Okay. So tell us about your involvement in the art club, what it is that you do, and let's hear about that.
Okay. Well, I'm the vice president throughout art club, and basically I just help keep things organized, and I help Mrs. Weish with whatever she needs, like, over, and then I also can help the kids if they need anything.
All right. For some of the kids, tell us about, you know, what are some of the things that they're up to and how you're able to help them.
Okay. So, like, when we do door decorations or anything, we help assign the teachers, and we can help them, like, if they need help with anything. And then, like, when we go on field trips, we've already been to places, so we can help explain, like, what's going on, and, like, the places we go to, we can help explain, like, what they are.
Sounds like that'd be a lot of fun. Now, for you, are you into the arts yourself? Like, what kind of stuff do you do?
Yeah, I do like art, and I've been in art club for 3 years now.
All right, cool. Sounds like a lot of fun. Do you have kind of plans to continue art as you get older?
Not in that path, but I always plan to keep it as a hobby in my life.
I was going to say, you know, there's a lot of people that anything from doctors to cops to anybody, but on the weekend they might be painting, they might be drawing, you know, you name it, right?
What?
So good for you. Appreciate that. We're going to move on here, and we're going to talk with, I'm going to have you say your name again.
It's LaVeya Brown.
LaVeya Brown. Tell us, LaVeya, what you enjoy about the art club and what kind of art that you're into.
Well, I'm the president of art club. This is my second year being the president. I've been in art club for 3 years. I really like, even though, like, some people aren't into art, they'll join art club even if they're not talented with it. And I like to see how they express their art and how they can communicate with it. And I like meeting new people. And
that sounds like that's a lot of fun. So for you, for your own, you know, personal art, you know, share with us, if you would, you know, what are some of the things you enjoy doing in your spare time?
I really enjoy going on our field trips. I like going to, like, when we go to Otterbein and we paint with the painters there, I love doing that. And I love hearing their stories that they tell while we're painting. I like seeing other people's work, you know, like, to expand how I do it, to learn different ways how to do it, really.
Christina, what I'm hearing is that you're always trying to, you know, get better, learn more,
yeah.
Kind of expand what you do, right?
Yeah.
What are some things that you like, you know, that you like painting, for example? I know some people never paint people, but they like scenes, et cetera. So how about you?
I'm not set on what I do. I just draw what I'm in the mood for. I'm not good with portraits at all. But I like, if I'm in the mood, like, if it's, like, towards Halloween, I'll do some spooky painting. But, like, it really depends on my mood and what I'm in the mood to draw.
And as far as when you do painting, especially, like, the spooky painting, I just thought of maybe being outside and getting a little dark, right? A little cold in the air, right? Is that what you did?
Yeah. I like to be different. I like to do the same thing over and over.
Do you ever have some paintings that didn't turn out like you thought they would, but you ended up liking them anyways?
Yes. There's someone's like, oh, I don't think I like that. And then I change a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I actually like that a lot now.
Yeah, sometimes I know abstract art is really popular. Sometimes, honestly, when I look at those paintings, I don't always know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little easier for me when you're in a specific picture. Then I do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool.
I feel like every art piece has a different meaning, and that's what means a lot to me. Like, everything has a different story to tell, and I like the paintings that I like.
Very neat. All right. Appreciate that. We're going to talk to the teacher again, because I know you wanted to talk about, like, a fundraiser, right, for the community?
Yeah. One of our goals this year, or I should say my goal for Art Club, is to do some kind of fundraiser with art, but raise the money to put back into the community somehow. So have the kids, like, make a piece, and then maybe we raffle off that piece, and then that money goes back into the St. Mary's community somehow. We haven't ironed it all out yet, and I haven't figured that all yet out yet, but that's one of my goals for Art Club this year. So,
all right. Well, and you know what? That's something that can start with ideas, right? Give it some time. And
yeah, we're brainstorming. We're trying to figure that out. We got a lot of irons in the fire right now. We're doing Christmas door decorations for all the teachers in the building. So they pay us a fee, and then each student gets their own teacher, and then they decorate their door for Christmas. And the teachers get involved, and they kind of give the kids ideas. And so it's a lot. We're busy. We're busy. So
there's nothing wrong with being busy, right?
No. Makes time go fast.
Another thing also is, you know, the field trips that you talked about, exposing the kids to more art in the community. There's more places to visit here, I think, than people realize, right?
I agree. Someday I'd like to take the kids over to the St. Mary's Art Center. That was formerly Arts Place, but we have that. There's a lot of places, you know, in Troy and locally that I'd like to eventually get out to. We haven't quite done that yet, but that's something that I want to do in the future.
Why not, right? It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And some of that is I can imagine a lot of your students saying, I can do that, you know, when they look at the various art pieces.
Yeah, get them inspired, right?
Yeah, why not,
mm-hmm.
right? Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Now, for you, if you're not teaching, if we catch you not at school, do you do any art yourself?
My favorite is pottery. So I like to throw on the wheel. I like to – ceramics is my favorite media. So in my free time, which I don't have a lot of these days because I have little ones, but if I do, I like to throw on the pottery wheel. So.
Yeah, I bet you're popular around Christmas, right? You got your gifts ready to go.
Yes, that's true.
And you do all of it? I mean, you shape it and fire it and glaze it and all that?
Yes, I do. Yep. I start from scratch, so throw it on the wheel, create, build, fire, glaze, all that good stuff. Now, I don't do it very often because I'm busy with teaching and my family, but that is like my favorite type of art on the side.
Where would you go to get something fired around here?
That's a good question.
That's the first thought I had. Can't exactly use your oven, right?
Yeah, there's a couple like local artists in the community that have their own. So you'd have to kind of be in that network of people, you know what I mean? Reach out to them and then they could fire your stuff.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty neat. So another thing too, like we were saying earlier, is that once more, you can keep this as a hobby, right? And you know, for you someday, I know it's hard to believe, but someday there'll be more free time, right?
Yes, that's what I keep telling myself.
You know what's neat is when you talk about how you keep busy, let's talk about kind of that typical life of a teacher. I mean, when does your day start? How many hours do you generally end up putting in?
When do we have to be here? We have to be here at 7. I'm up at 5 because I got to get my kids ready to daycare, or I should say to the babysitter. And then I usually stay at least an hour after school. So, and then, you know, you put extra time. Like this weekend, I had to come in to mix up glazes, you know, for our ceramic class. So I came in on Sunday. So I don't really keep track of all the hours, but it's definitely not contractual hours, that's for sure.
I was going to say, sometimes after a while, you don't want to know how many hours.
Exactly. I don't want to know.
And the other thing too is for you, I'm sure there's a lot of times during the week and you realize 5 o'clock comes early, right?
It does.
I mean, you're probably trying to get down early as you can.
Yes, it does, for sure. And I'm not an early bird. I'd rather be sleeping in.
what would we do without caffeine?
I don't know. I would not be able to function.
Absolutely.
I'm a caffeine girl. And I got to have a little bit after lunch to get me through the rest of the day. And then after that, I got to have one more cup of coffee to get through second shift with my kids.
There you go. But for you, I'm sure there's a lot of satisfaction in seeing your students and your artists grow, you know, throughout the year.
Yes, definitely. And like these guys, Jacqueline and Nevaeh, you know, I've had them since they were freshmen. So it's kind of fun to watch them grow and learn and become artists in their own way. I really enjoy watching them learn and grow.
You know, one thing I didn't ask you, too, is you talked about how you like to work on the wheel. What are some of the things you make? I'm imagining, like, a lot of pots, maybe some other things.
I do a lot of, like, bowls and mugs. So those are quick and those are easy. Every now and then, if I'm feeling froggy, I'll put a whole bunch of clay on there and make, like, a vase or something. But I typically stick to just bowls and mugs.
And we should tell people, if you're going to get into that, it's very messy, right?
Yes. It is.
For some people, though, that's the part they like.
Lots of play all over the place.
Lots of play all over the place, right?
Yes.
But I thought when you said you make a mug, I mean, that sounds like a lot of work. It's got to be a certain size, shape it, right?
It takes a long time to figure it out. You can't really make anything until it's centered on the wheel. And that just, I don't know how to explain it. It just takes a lot of practice. But then once you get it, it's like riding a bike. Then you can get on there and do it in 30 seconds.
Only problem is I used to fall off my bike all the time. It's an issue with that. But I see what you're saying. Pretty neat. I want to certainly thank all of you for being on. It was interesting to hear about, for some of you, what your, future plans are going to be. Because some people, when they look at their career path, that may not have the art in it. Like maybe they want to be a doctor or a lawyer. Yeah. Fine, but hey, you need something to do, right?
Yeah.
And you probably, a lot of people have more talent than perhaps they realize.
Yeah. And I always tell the kids, even if they're not going to be artists in the future, just have an appreciation for the art. That's what's most important. Just appreciate it.
I want to thank again all of you. Thanks for coming down, spending your lunch with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So, again, we certainly thank the Art Club for being on. And we'll remind people, too, we are back to school here in St. Mary's. Don't go anywhere because coming up next, we are going to talk about girls' golf. I actually saw them out practicing when I pulled in this morning. So, thanks again.
This time of the year just gets busier, so take a break and head to CJ's Highmarks in Salina to enjoy the new seasonal favorites. Try the new summer sausage skillet, Caesar salmon wrap, or the Bang Bang shrimp. If you're just thirsty, you can belly up to the bar and grab a lake water cocktail, a pineapple paloma, or a featured mocktail like the Pebbles and Bam Bam or the Strawberry Splash. It's always refreshing this time of the year at CJ's Highmarks in Salina.
Hi, I'm Bryce.
Hi, I'm Brian.
I'm Chelsea.
We are the owners of Johnson Mechanical in Coldwater and now the new owners of Kogi Plumbing and Heating in St. Mary's.
We are the area's only Carrier and Bryant factory authorized dealers.
From heating and cooling to faucets and sewers and everything in between, we're now your go-to for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call Johnson Mechanical or Kogi today.
We look forward to serving you.
Your road to better health starts with Grand Lake Health System. We are proud to have been named one of 2022's America's Best Hospitals for both emergency care and patient safety by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Experience today what your local America's Best Hospital can do for you. Nationally recognized care you can trust close to home. To learn more, please visit www.grandlakehealth.org.
When the flu hits and you're suffering from fever, aches, sinus infections, and a sore throat, you can't always wait for a doctor's appointment. Grand Lake Urgent Care offers convenient, affordable treatment when you need it, even evenings and weekends. Located on the main campus of Joint Township District Memorial Hospital in St. Mary's, the Urgent Care is open 4 to 11 p.m. on the weekdays and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends. Don't wait for great care. For more information, visit grandlakehealth.org/urgent care.
They come here illegally, crossing our southern border. Then Sherrod Brown rolls out the welcome mat for them here in Ohio. Brown voted to give amnesty to 11 million illegal immigrants, including those convicted of crimes like drunk driving, aggravated assault, and child abuse. And Sherrod Brown voted 10 times to protect sanctuary cities in Ohio, which release dangerous illegals back onto the street, making Ohio's neighborhoods less safe. And while we struggle to make ends meet, Sherrod Brown is voting to give illegals taxpayer-funded benefits, like health care for illegals granted amnesty, Social Security, COVID relief checks, even a program to fly Haitian migrants into Ohio airports, all paid for by you, the taxpayer. You think you know Sherrod Brown? Well, after 31 years in Washington, Sherrod Brown's way too liberal for Ohio. American Crossroads paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. AmericanCrossroads.org.
You're in tune with WCSM-FM, Salina St. Mary's, where we do it for you.
Time now to take a look at our exclusive Radar Weather Watch forecast brought to you by Osgood Bank.
Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 63 tonight, chance of thunderstorms. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 88. Mid-80s Sunday with a chance of thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Monday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for storms continues.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? With Osgood State Bank, whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, they've got you covered. The bankers at Osgood State Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood State Bank, customer service is always just down the road, not halfway around the globe.
Well, currently at the Cooper Farm Studios, a 96.7 The Wave. The barometer is at 29.85 inches. Winds are currently out of the southwest at 5 miles an hour. Mostly sunny skies and current temperature of 84 degrees. The Radar Weather Watch brought to you by Osgood Bank. We head back out to St. Mary's Schools. It's Back to School with Kevin Sandler.
Hey, thank you so much, Clay. We are back to school in St. Mary's. We're in the lunchroom, or the commons area, if you will, and we're going to switch gears and talk about girls' golf. We've got Lizzie Sampson, a junior, is one of the players, and Kelly Fulmer, who is the coach. Kelly, good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Let's start by sharing with us a bit about, certainly about both yourself, you know, your own background and how you got involved in this, and a bit about the girls' golf program at St. Mary's.
There was a posting a while ago, two years ago, about a girls' golf coach, and I inquired about it. I'm not going to say I'm the best golfer, and I don't know a ton about it, but I feel like I can motivate and whatever, and I wasn't really expecting to get the job, but Jim came to me and said, hey, we really need somebody, you'd be perfect, and so at that point, I started reading articles and watching YouTube and talking to people that knew something about golf and came out and had to talk a couple girls into playing, but we had enough to get a team last year, and, you know, we finished right in the middle of the bunch. This is my second year coaching, so we just kept working, kept getting at it a little bit. These girls go out on their own a ton and practice, and, you know, it paid off for us. I won in the WBL on Tuesday, so.
Awesome. That had to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
To do that so fast, right?
What's that?
To do that so fast, right?
Yeah, you know, they turned it around real quick. You know, it was just they just needed some practice out at the course and, you know, kind of, you know, a little strategy here and there. But these girls work hard at everything that they do, you know, not only on the course but in the academics too. But, you know, they just needed to get out and play a little bit more and, you know, kind of be motivated. And when we won our first match last year, the girls were elated. I mean, just so excited. And then, you know, I think we dropped the next one and they were crushed. And, I know Lily and I had a little conversation and I said, you know, what was your reaction last year when you, you know, lost all of your matches? You know, what? And she's like, I don't know. I didn't really think about it. We just kind of all went out for ourselves. And I think that, you know, over the past 2 years, they've kind of, realized what they can actually accomplish as a team. And they started encouraging each other and getting each other out on the course and working, helping each other out all that they could. So I think that, is a huge factor in our success this year.
Excellent. Let's talk about practice. I mean, how often do, you know, do your players, you know, get together to practice?
We have official practice usually Monday through Wednesday when we don't have a match. Fridays are tough because we've got some in the band and, you know, other organizations doing stuff for football games and whatnot. But yeah, we practice just an hour or two, depending on what our match schedule looks like for the week. Yeah, and we try to make practice as competitive as possible with just some little drills that we do or just getting out on the course and playing. Now, outside of practice, these girls, they got me hooked up to that 18 Birdies app. And so whenever that chime goes off on somebody starting around, I get kind of excited. And you know, every 10, 20 minutes, I check the course, see how they're doing. But they push each other in practice, outside of practice. They're just always out of the course.
How many matches are in a season?
I think we officially can have like 16, but we don't schedule them all in, as matches. We have like four or five invites that we go to, more like three or four, that will count as a match. But it's more, you know, it's multiple teams will go to those and compete.
Excellent. And also, maybe many people might not know this. How does the scoring work on a match? Where you determine like, who wins? You have everybody kind of playing around on the course, right? Then is it an average of scores?
It's not an average. That's actually a great question because I felt myself explaining this a lot this year. So what we do is we take six girls to play in the match, and we take the top four scores and add them together, and obviously in golf, the lowest score wins. So if our four come in at the lowest total, usually we're about sitting just under 200, you know, as our average. On the year, but you know, if we come in at 200 and the next team comes in at 210, then we win the match.
Excellent. Let's talk to one of your players here. Let's talk to Lily. Lily, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing officially and like competitively for about 3 years.
What got you in, you know, to golf?
My whole family are just like kind of filled with golfers. My dad started playing when he was a freshman in high school. My uncle the same. So it's just kind of like a family thing.
So you kind of went along with him and thought, I want to do this someday?
Yes.
For you, talk about, first of all, how often do you practice personally, and where are some of your favorite places to golf?
I want to say I actually started practicing this year around April, and I don't think I've golfed six. I want to say I golf at least 6 times out of the 7 days a week, just because it's the only kind of thing I do that I actually enjoy. So it's just that type of thing. I would want to say my favorite place to go is Northmoor, but besides that, I like Pike Run a lot. I even like, what is that place called?
Well, or what city it's in.
Huh?
Or what city it's in.
I don't know. I'm just going to stick with Pike Run and Northmoor.
Okay, stick with that. Right?
I can't think of the other ones.
Can you share with us, what are some of the most memorable rounds you've ever played? The good scores you've got.
When we played Shawnee this year, I shot my personal best ever. I shot a 39, so I want to say that's a good one. And then, honestly, WBLs, it wasn't the best round for me, but the outcome of it is definitely the most memorable.
All right, a lot of fun. And as far as you talk about, I know you watched your family play. What is it about the game that appeals to you? Because for me, it seems like it would be so hard when you think about the length of any hole, where you tee off, where you're trying to get that ball, and sink a putt or whatever. I mean, that seems that would take a lot of patience, right?
I agree. I don't have a lot of patience to begin with, so I get mad at the game very easily, but it's just kind of the fact that I know my teammates are counting on me to kind of keep me going on the course.
All right, yeah, that's, the other thing is, I'm sure each course is different also, but you also, that there's a certain thing you're hoping to accomplish on each shot. I mean, hole-in-ones are all really nice to get, but you can't really plan for that. Your strategy is how close can I get, right, with this shot, right?
For sure.
All right. Excellent. Do you have, by any chance, any kind of favorite, professional players that you follow?
Scotty Scheffler.
Okay.
He's Scotty Scheffler. It's just, we like to call it the Scheffler Shuffle. We kind of like to follow that a whole lot, so.
Excellent. Now, when you talk about some of the practice, a lot of times I've noticed too, they have a lot of golfing simulation, that are kind of computer generated, where you're still swinging as you normally would, but it's a computer that's doing it. Is that something you ever do?
Yes, a lot of times in the winter, my uncle will set up they call them tee times still, even though it's a simulator, not on an actual course. We set up a lot of tee times during the winter for that.
Yeah, and that's obviously different than some people plug in their PlayStation and play golf, and that's
sure.
Very much a video game. Looks great, but probably no actual golf skills happening there, right?
I don't think so.
That's pretty neat that you have it, though. I mean, gosh, it makes you wonder, years ago, what did they do in the winter, right?
I would love to know.
The funny thing is, and I'm sure your coach can tell me, you probably have seen this yourself. I mean, especially if you pass Northmoor and it's so cold, you wouldn't want to be outside, and there are the fanatics out there playing, right?
For sure. I
admire that.
Yeah, we have a boy on the boys team. He's golfed all year round. There was snow on the ground, and he was out playing. I'm like, I don't know how you're doing that.
I know. It's on the one hand, you look at that, and you think, my goodness. But like I said, I respect the commitment there.
Oh, for sure.
As we say, I don't understand your level of crazy, but I respect your commitment to it, right?
Yeah.
For you, what are your plans, after high school?
If I can go somewhere for golf, I would obviously love to. If someone gives me an offer, I'm obviously going to take it. But besides trying not to go for golf, I kind of want to be medical type thing.
Excellent. You can do that in golf on the weekend.
Yeah.
There's
exactly.
A lot of doctors on there on the golf course, right?
Of course.
She'll pull that out.
Yeah.
My final question before I talk to your coach again, have you seen Caddyshack?
No.
Oh, you please do.
I will.
Please do.
I promise.
You must. All right. The first one, not the second one. That was awful. First of all, this does sound like a lot of fun. Now, I have to ask, I know you said you didn't know much about golf when you started. Have you considered maybe taking up the game a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been out more in the past 2 years than I've been my entire life. Go out and, kind of chip around with the girls a little bit. But coaching comes first and then playing. But afterwards, usually I go home, grab my son or my husband, we head out to the course and play a little bit.
You can do it under the excuse of, look, I got to do this for work. Come on, we're going.
That happens a lot. Especially the local courses. Hey, let's go, check out the Elks or, the Links. We got a court. We got a match coming up here pretty soon. So let's just get out there.
Gotta get out there.
Let's just play all 18, just in case,
Just to see, right? Hey, they see through it, but I'm sure they don't mind.
Right, exactly.
It sounds like something that to do as a family, do as a friend, enjoy your time as a
Exactly, exactly. You can take it as serious or, you know, as nonchalant as you want. And that's the best thing about golf. It's a lifetime sport, so all these young ladies, when they're graduated, whether they go off to college and golf or not, they're always going to be affiliated with it and have that background that hopefully can go out and maybe beat their husbands one day. So
what you need also is that while I understand there's a lot of skill, athleticism associated with golf, you don't have to wear pads.
That's right.
You could probably play a lot longer than if you were, say, football player.
Right, right. Yeah, we don't have to worry about too many ACL injuries out there. So
that's true. And if you have one of those, you're doing something wrong.
Right, exactly.
So, now, you're always recruited because I had to know just about every day this week that I've come, I see, you know, I see some kids out there. So these are middle schoolers. You're trying to get them young.
Right? Yeah, I'm the middle school phys ed teacher, and this week we set up a course outside, and we just take an iron and a tennis ball, and we try to get it inside a hula hoop, and we got flags marked accordingly. But, yeah, we got to do some recruiting. Right now we've got 6 juniors and 2 sophomores on the girls' team, and, you know, in 2 years when these guys are out of here, we got to rebuild. So we're starting the recruiting process. You know, plus in my profession, I like to get the kids, you know, kind of in gear with things that they're good at, things that they don't know they're good at, you know, expose them to it and say, hey, why don't you try that when you get to high school? You know, we do a lot of tennis and we do, you know, obviously we're doing some golf and I'll watch them run and we just try to get them in the right direction.
Hey, you know what, if you're ever out in the summer at J.C. Geiger and you do miniature golf, just say, this is the same thing, just a slightly bigger course.
Slightly bigger.
And no windmill.
Right.
Do you ever, you know, as, you know, speaking of this, when you play, You look at a hole the way it's laid out, and sometimes you think, what kind of sadistic person decided that this was a par for this hole? Like, what are you talking about?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of times we run into that, or we look at a hole and go, yeah, that probably should be a par of about 8,
right,
because we're struggling a bit.
You're like, who wrote this? Tiger Woods?
Right.
Right. Well, it just sounds like you have a lot of fun, and that's what it's about, right? Especially if you're doing like extracurricular stuff like that, that should always be fun. It's not a required subject, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yep.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, we talked golf. We're going to take a break. We're going to be talking about the Memorial High School Gold Grad requirements, College Credit Plus, College Fair, Mission Discovery, and some other things as we continue here on 96.7 The Wave. Don't you go anywhere.
There are many reasons that parents throughout the Grand Lake region trust the health of their kids to Grand Lake Health System. For some, it's our team of compassionate physicians. They possess a special blend of clinical expertise and personality that allows them to effectively treat and connect with children of all ages. For others, it's the convenient offices in 4 Grand Lake communities. For all of them, it's because they want the very best care for their kids. Begin your grand experience by visiting grandlakehealth.org/pediatrics.
It's a flyer full of savings at Pantry Pride this week. Smithfield Bacon 12-ounce package, $3.99 a pound. Fresh ground beef, 73% lean, 3-pound pack, $3.99 a pound. Boneless rump roast, $4.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless, frying chicken breast, $3.99 a pound. Johnsonville brats, assorted varieties, $4.99. Blue Bunny premium ice cream, assorted varieties, $3.99. With over 550 craft beers and 400 wines, shop the only locally owned and operated grocery in St. Mary's for the Pantry Pride tradition.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
All right, welcome back here to Back to School. We're in St. Mary's, and we're going to switch gears now and talk with Sarah Paulus and Lucy Bambauer. They are counselors, and we're going to start by talking with Sarah. Sarah, I want to say, first of all, thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Yes, thanks for having us.
I wanted to start by talking about the GoGrad program. In particular, if you could share with us, you know, what the program is, and most importantly, what are the requirements?
With our guidance office, we've been doing a lot of talking with the students as far as graduation requirements with the state, and going into the classrooms and meeting with both seniors and also freshmen, really like hitting hard to make sure that they're all aware of what they need to do while they're here for 4 years to talk about like the classes that they need and everything else. So as far as those graduation requirements go, at least as of now from the state, there's the first checkbox that the students have to check off is the classes and the credits. And so here at the high school, we need 21 credits in order to graduate. Those are specific credits that they need, though. So they need 4 English, they need 4 math, they need 3 social studies, 3 science, they need a half credit of health, a half credit of financial literacy, a half credit of PE, a full credit of fine art, and then a handful of electives to get them to that 21.
All right, and that's something that sounds so simple in theory, but I imagine for a kid, you're trying to get not only the 21 credits, but the credits you need. I can see where you're going to need to talk to the counselor, right? You're going to help out.
Yes, and so that's why we try to have those conversations with freshmen as they're starting, but then also kind of circling back with seniors, checking in with them, making sure that they've gotten all of that stuff, or maybe like highlighting the classes that they have on their current year schedule to make sure that they finish that out.
All right, excellent. Yeah. So, you know, for that, you know, for the GoGrad requirements, you know, if you would share with us how many years you've been doing that, and has it been successful? Have you been able to get these kids through, or are there some times where you have to sit them down and say, okay, we've got to talk about this, right?
I mean, this is my 11th year here, and every year, you know, there are some students that are struggling to kind of check all the boxes. Some of the extra things that they're struggling to get done sometimes come from the state, so there are more requirements to graduate with a state of Ohio high school diploma. They are having to take some state-mandated testing. A couple of those they have to have certain scores on. They also have to earn graduation seals. There are several ways of earning these. Sometimes it comes through test scores. Sometimes it comes through some of the classes that they're taking. And so there are occasions where we're having to meet with students and really work with them a little bit as far as how are we going to get this done in 4 years. But we have been able to do that with, I would say, pretty much success, yes.
And I'm sure for some of them, probably a little empathy helps. Say, look, I know this is not your favorite subject. We all have had our Achilles heels, right, growing up.
Absolutely.
But you got to do this. This is not even coming from us, the state, right?
Yes, and you know, we have to kind of pull some of the seniors along. There's a lot of senioritis, as you can imagine, and so trying to encourage the students, like, hey, we've made it this far. We got to get a diploma at the end of the road, and so, you know, let's get down to work.
Yeah, I remember growing up, we used to joke about the five-year plan because nobody wanted to be on the five-year plan.
Yes, yes.
You know, that can happen if you're not careful.
That is what we say to them, and that usually motivates them to, okay, I'll get it done.
There you have it.
Yes.
So, all right, a lot of fun there. And also another thing, too, that you certainly wanted to, you know, mention, I think either one of you could talk about this, would be College Credit Plus, Lucy, right?
Yeah, we actually have a really fabulous College Credit Plus program here at St. Mary's. We offer 12 different college classes that are taught by our staff here on campus. Anything from a variety of social studies electives, psych and soc, some math classes, English, literature, public speaking and theater. So a ton of opportunities for students to not only check those boxes that Sarah was talking about for the Ohio graduation requirements, but also get a jump start on those college credits for free.
We've heard some stories already this week of, you know, you have somebody that graduates, they go to their college of choice, and they're a sophomore already, practically, right?
Yeah, and that is really exciting for those students, not only from the financial aspect where they didn't have to spend that money to complete those freshman-level classes, but also get a head start on the major, enter the career field maybe a little earlier. And then it also allows them to kind of preview what a college class is going to be like while working with high school teachers that they're really familiar with, that they have already relationships with and rapport with. So it gives them the opportunity to experience college in maybe a more controlled environment and learn how to read a syllabus and how to complete college-level work as well.
I was going to say, we don't want to scare anybody, but the difference between, you know, what you experience in high school versus when you go to college is night and day. You're pretty much expected that you're an adult now, you know?
Yes, and those classes, you know, are taught by our staff, but heavily monitored. We do all of our CCP in-house through Wright State University at the Lake Campus, and our teachers are working with their faculty members to make sure that we are meeting the requirements and the rigor and the expectations set forth by the Lake Campus, and that the students taking the sections of the class here are learning and doing the same thing as students that are taking those classes on campus.
You know, something we said earlier this week when we briefly addressed College Credit Plus, and one of the things that comes to mind is it seems like, gosh, we should have been doing this a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it does sometimes, especially for those students that know they're college bound, seems like something that would have been a no-brainer. But 20 years ago, kids coming to, you know, the Lake Campus to take a class would have ate half of their day or half of their schedule, so they would have had to forfeit some of those electives or programs that they're really tied to here at the high school. So I think one of the most beneficial programs or most beneficial aspects of our CCP program that's different from a lot of schools is that we offer all of those programs on campus, so it only takes the original class period. Our kids aren't having to drive somewhere to take multiple periods to attain one college class, so they're still allowed to be heavily involved in band and choir, DECA and FFA, and pursue those electives that are important to them as well.
Do it now because, you don't really get a chance to do this kind of stuff after you graduated, right? Now's the time to do it.
Yes, and when we work through that scheduling process with those students, we're constantly reminding them, you know, to maintain those memberships and to continue to complete, you know, the foreign language credit or complete the band program because those things make them more well-rounded and appealing in the admissions process.
Very
to
true.
Competitive colleges.
Yeah, but they look at more than just the grades, don't they?
Yes, and those things that they're looking at are ever-changing too, and we're trying to stay ahead of that for those students, but we want them to be able to put the best picture of themselves forward and their best foot forward as they apply to college.
Another thing also to talk about, a college fair, right? Those are always fun to put on and kind of make some introductions, right? The student meet the school and school hear some students potentially.
Yes, absolutely. We have hosted a college and career fair for years, I would say going on 15, 20 years here at Memorial High School. More recently, I would say more closer to like the most past 10 years, we've incorporated career as well. So, yes, we had this past fair, we had over 50 colleges from the state of Ohio, but some from out of state. But we also had some local businesses that were here and some military recruiters to kind of, like you said, kind of give them that introduction and start those conversations.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too, where what's probably really neat is when a student realizes, I didn't know I wanted to do this, right? I was thinking about, like the military recruiters, they might have briefly been thinking, I'll either never be able to afford college or I'm going to be in debt forever. And sometimes it might be that Army guy that says, you know, you actually could go to school on us if you serve this, you know, time with us, and then you can do it later. That kind of stuff can happen, right?
It is. It definitely is. And we've had some students that maybe weren't thinking of military. They're there to talk to some of the colleges and then just kind of in passing or walking past that military table. And then they end up walking out with a bunch of literature about the opportunities. And so, you know, I do think there is a lot of richness that is gained by having all of those options there for the students.
And that can go the other way. They might have had some college they had their heart set on and then realized, okay, but here's another college that really offers, you know, the field you want more so than, you know, not every college can teach you everything, and some are well-known for programs other than, you know, better than others, and so on and so forth, really.
We've had students that have come to the college fair, like you said, with a college in mind. They start having a conversation and get to a point where they realize, they don't even offer my major.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, then it is a great chance for them to then, okay, well, I guess I'll walk over here to this next table and see who has what I'm interested in.
Sometimes in some families, you know, they might pick a school and, yeah, that's where your parents go, and they expect you're going there, too. They never really asked you. They just said, this is where you're going, and you realize it's not right for you.
Yes, yes. And we encourage, we invited all of our high school students and all of the surrounding area students, too, to come because it's such a unique opportunity. You know, students have the chance to go on college visits, but, like, you know, you're not able to go see 50 schools in one school year. And so to bring all of that to one place, and we noticed there were students from, I think, 4 or 5 other school districts in the area that came. And so, you know, having those conversations, and we're happy to provide that.
That's for sure. For some people, aside even from the curriculum, for some kids, they really don't want to go that far away. That's not for them. Others, oh, they can't wait. I'm going to Columbus. I want to see the big city. And all of that's okay, right? It's just a matter of what you want to do.
When it comes to college, there are so many different types of options out there. And so Terry Hughes is our guidance office secretary, and she organizes the fair for us every year. And she really tries to make sure that we have schools from all of those different varieties. We've got our 4-year colleges. We've got 2-year colleges that are coming. We've got some technical schools that are in attendance, too. Some that are close, really local, and then some that are maybe 3-4 hours away, just so that students can really get all of those options right in front of them.
That's for sure. It's interesting also, as you get older, you realize 2-3 hours away is not so bad. But when you're that age, that's a long way from home.
It's a long way from home, yeah. Absolutely. And I know that there are some parents that are going to the fair in attendance with their student that maybe are having some of those concerns that they might have as far as the distance kind of resolved and relieved.
You know, what's neat, though, is at least these days we have video conference calls and FaceTime that everybody can do. Not like when we went where what did you have to do, line up at the payphone or something, wait for your turn, right?
It makes a huge difference. I mean, students are extremely accessible with their parents, and I hope that that does make going away to college seem a little less daunting.
Hopefully so. Now, there was also a mission discovery that we wanted to bring up, Lucy, right?
Yeah, mission discovery is a program that was put on by the county this week for all the students at the county schools to learn in a different approach, kind of hands-on career fair and career exploration opportunities. So there were 6 different career fields that were highlighted and really broad fields. And then within those, 10 to 12 local businesses and the military were present to teach the kids about the opportunities not only within that career field but also within their own business as a way to recruit kids that are graduating and not going to college or kids that are going to college to come back to Auglaize County and seek employment.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, probably a misnomer that a lot of people are happy to believe. They think, well, you can't stay here. There aren't jobs to be had, and nothing could be further from the truth. If it's something you want to do, you're probably going to find it here.
Yes, and I think that the Mission Discovery Program did a great job of highlighting those careers. It wasn't just tables lined up and people standing, passing out brochures about their business, but most of the businesses had a hands-on component so the kids could actually experience part of the career that they would see at that business. And I think that we have a lot of businesses in Auglaize County and our surrounding area that kids drive by every day that they don't even know what happens there. So it was an opportunity for some of those businesses to showcase what they do as well, so students could further know about those opportunities.
Yeah, and some of them, and this is one, everybody's a little different on this, but I know some of those businesses offer tuition reimbursement depending on what they want to do as a worker, or perhaps it's in their best interest. If we can keep this person, we'll help them get through school because we need people. You know, there's a lot of that now, too.
Yes, and Mr. Johnson and I walked around the event briefly on Tuesday, and you saw a lot of those signs hanging up from companies that were offering apprenticeship programs, that were offering on-site training that didn't need further education, places that were advertising themselves to be co-op and internship hosts so that students, when they go to college, can know that those businesses are local and they could intern there or co-op there for a semester while coming back to the area.
It seems internships are a great idea because for so many things you might think you want to do that, but you've never actually done it, so that you kind of have to learn how things really are, you know?
Yes, and I think that high school students sometimes forget that those opportunities exist, and I also feel like they don't realize that that could be a very crucial part of their college career if they decide to go to college. to experience some of those jobs that they think they really want or sound really nice on paper.
Yeah, there's probably some people that thought they wanted to work in the ER and realize, oh, I don't do blood. And that's a problem for that career, isn't it?
Yes, and Mission Discovery had a whole section on healthcare and safety, and they had a lot of those hands-on mannequins and trauma-type situations there for kids to learn about. Life Flight was there with the helicopter, and they were demonstrating some of the life-saving techniques that they would do and things that they encounter before they put a victim in the helicopter. So I feel like they tried to make those simulations very real for those students there, yeah.
Because generally speaking, you only can teach so much in a class. You got to get into the field to really see. And some of that, I know, it's hard to simulate in class.
Yes, and we picked to take our juniors to the event because we thought that that was the class that's closest to making that next step in what their plans will be after high school. We feel like a lot of our seniors have already kind of decided a path that they're headed, or they have a pretty good idea in a general direction, but we wanted to give that opportunity to our juniors so that they could be exposed to all of those different career fields and job opportunities as they start to make their decisions for their future.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to continue to talk with Sarah and Lucy because we're going to talk about the Go Lead program, which is next. As we continue, we're back to school here in St. Mary's at 96.7 The Wave.
If you want superior quality care for your hearing and balance needs, then you need to contact Family Audiology Associates. Hi, I'm Dr. Ellen Hunter, owner of Family Audiology. Let us use our state-of-the-art equipment and focus on your specific needs. Whether it is hearing loss, hearing instruments, or balance issues, my staff and I will give you the care that you and your family deserve. Family Audiology Associates is just a phone call away, and we would be honored to have you in our family. Family Audiology Associates, your hometown hearing expert.
TNT Auto Sales is the place to find your reliable pre-owned vehicle. TNT Auto Sales is a family-owned used car dealership with an honest approach to your car buying experience, specializing in vehicles under $20,000 with competitive pricing. TNT Auto Sales has a variety of vehicles to choose from to fit your budget and needs with fair trade-in values and financing available. Make your car buying experience easy by coming to TNT Auto Sales located on Route 66 in downtown St. Mary's. Check out TNT Auto Sales on Facebook to find your next vehicle.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
All right, welcome back here. 96.7 The Wave, back to school in St. Mary's. I got a couple of high school guidance counselors with me, Sarah Paulus and Lucy Bambauer. And so I wanted to begin talking about one of the things we wanted to hit on is that Go Lead program. This has just started, right? This is pretty much an internship program.
Yeah, we're actually in our first year of operating the LEAD program. LEAD is an acronym that stands for Leadership, Employment, and Academic Development. And it essentially is an internship program that we've created for seniors here that have time in their schedule to gain some employment experience and to have the opportunity to experience the career that they hope to pursue after they graduate.
Very nice. It's also neat how you're really setting them up for the success that they want, right? It helps when they tell you what they might want to do for a career. You can pretty much take it from there, right? Put them in that position.
Right. So we had students apply to be in the LEAD program this year, and we have students that then identify the career that they want, and we look at their schedule and the time that they have open in their schedule and work to find a host that will host them. And not only allow them to come there and see what's going on, but also partner with them to give them some meaningful experience. So more than just job shadowing, but allowing them to have some responsibility and actually take part in the career in different aspects as well.
Have you found most of the employers are pretty cooperative?
Yes, we have. We have five students that are in the program right now, doing a variety of things. We have culinary arts, some engineering students, agronomy, education. And so we've seen the kids have been out just since the 1st of September, but we have seen them doing some pretty interesting things. And when you see them in the hallway and talk to them, you know, they're learning different things about the career that they're pursuing that they didn't know were maybe part of that career. And when we put this out to seniors, you know, we put it out there as a way to maybe solidify what you think your career is going to be after you graduate, but it also could be used to help eliminate what you don't want your career to be after you graduate. So we think the experience will be meaningful for the students involved.
It sounds like it would be. And again, I'm sure probably not hard to find companies that will host, because let's face it, most of us, we kind of enjoy talking about what we do for a living. And if we get somebody that's thinking about doing it too, kind of a pleasure to pass on that wisdom and experience to them.
Right. And to have a mentor when you go to college as you're, you know, doing those classes and trying to select experiences to complete your degree, it's super beneficial to have someone in the field that you hope to be in to kind of bounce that professional or seek that professional advice from. And then hopefully it will help them when they seek employment. Maybe they'll come back here and want to be a part of that business. And we're lucky to live in an area that has robust offerings. I mean, we have agriculture, engineering, professional communications, marketing. So we're fortunate to have a lot of supportive businesses in a variety of areas for the students.
I'm sure also something you talked to them about, a theme that's come up a lot this week too, is, you know, really find something you love doing. I mean, it may be tempting to go chase something that's going to make a lot of money, but is that really what you want to do? That's, you know, that catches up to you after a while. So think about what you really love to do.
Yes, and I think that Sarah will agree. We spend time meeting with each senior this year and talking about what their plans are, and it's interesting, some of them that, you know, throw out maybe a career field and then you ask them what they're going to do in that and they aren't really sure, but the people, their parents or someone has told them that that's what they would be good at. And so we want to help kids leave here with a better idea of what their future will look like and answer that question with confidence, not just based on what somebody told them they think they would be good at, but based on what they've experienced.
For sure. Now, also, I know Sarah wanted to talk you know, a little bit about the NHS program, right?
Yes. And so I'm the advisor for our National Honor Society chapter that we have here at St. Mary's. And we are, you know, getting into this school year, have already been very busy with a variety of events and are in the process of, you know, selecting our new members for this year. And so, yes, we're excited to kind of take on the year. We just completed homecoming dance this past weekend, which NHS is in charge of, and so that's one big thing that we tackle every year. But we also are getting ready to participate in a highway cleanup this Sunday, if weather permits. We go every year, two times a year, to clean up trash by Casey Geiger. So hoping that the rain doesn't block us from that, although I know we need the rain.
I was going to say, I'm trying to remember the last time it rained, and I can't remember back that far.
I know, I hate to wish it away. I definitely want it, but that's a project that we have done for years, and we're hoping to get it in this weekend.
We'll see. Fingers are crossed for you.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Yes.
You know, one thing I'd love to do in our remaining time, you know, we talked a lot about the Go Grad requirements, College Credit Plus, Mission Discovery, the Honor Society. Let's talk about you for a moment. Share with us, how long have you know, been doing this? Where did you come from originally? What made you want to get into education?
Oh, wow. Well, this is my 11th year. Not only am I a Morton High School, but in education. I did not have plans of working in education. I actually did my first 5 years here working as the guidance office secretary. Kind of took the job when it came open. The previous person worked here for 30 years and retired, and I was kind of searching in my adult life, not really sure what I wanted to do. Very quickly after working here, probably about 3 months in, I started researching graduate school to go get my school counseling degree. I love what we do, working with the students, kind of helping them through the variety of things that, you know, kind of comes along with high school, helping them with their academics, helping them with planning their career, helping them with some of the, you know, social and emotional things that come along with adolescence and teenage years. I wouldn't change anything about my trajectory, even though it wasn't necessarily educational the way for me. But I love my job here.
Did you grow up in St. Mary's?
I did, yes.
It's pretty neat to come back, work at your alma mater like this, right?
Yes, and that was part of the reason why I took the job. I knew the previous staff from when I was a student here, and so was kind of intrigued about the opportunity to work with the students in this capacity, and fell in love with it. So absolutely blessed.
For you, when you said you went to the graduate school, talk with us. I mean, you obviously had a job to work and classes to go to. How did you make that work out? How many hours were all involved in that?
Oh, a lot of hours. I was working here. I was also a new mom when I went back for my graduate degree. And so it was interesting trying to juggle all of the things. I went through Wright State University in Dayton for my graduate degree. And so for about 3 years, I traveled to Dayton either once or twice a week in the evenings for my classes. And that kind of became my routine for a while. But yes, it was countless hours.
I was going to say, and to share with students that may be listening too, you know, that this is what it takes, right? Sometimes there's a little sacrifice and it's not always easy to get there, but if you're willing to do it, it can happen. Right?
And that's what I tell the kids. I didn't start working here until I was 25. And so it wasn't until that point that I realized, actually, I want to be a counselor. And you know, so, sometimes you don't know right away. When you're 18, you're a senior in high school, you know, I think there are a lot of expectations on the students as far as, hey, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? What's your plan? And we just spoke with the seniors about a week or so ago and told them, listen, we are not expecting you to have your entire life figured out. We just want to help you figure out what's plan A. Like, what are you doing the day after you graduate?
You know, what's really scary is I used to think 25 was old. At some point, you're right. Not anymore.
And these guys do. They do think 25 is old, and I think
know,
they feel pressure to have it figured out at that point. Listen, guys, like, you don't have to. A lot of us are still working it out
at that point. You got that right. And Lucy, it's kind of the same thing. Can you share with us where you came from originally and what made you want to be in education?
I actually graduated from Parkway, and I went to college to be an agricultural education teacher, and I taught ag for 18 years, and the most recent place I taught was here. I taught at St. Mary's.
I remember that.
An FFA advisor, and I was super passionate about that. I had an awesome experience in high school in my ag classes and being an FFA member, and I grew up on a small farm, so I wanted to give those experiences to other students, and I love teaching ag. But when I graduated from college and I first started my first job, I knew I wanted to get a master's degree in something other than teaching so that if I wanted to try something else, I could. So I got my master's to be a school counselor. And then 2 years ago, we had Deb Hinckley retire. And so the job came open, and I have loved working at Memorial. So I applied to be the school counselor here and have really enjoyed learning. I feel like I'm still learning every day something new about the school counseling realm, but I love working in education in a different way with the students.
And for the years you've been, you know, in education, do you ever have those moments where, you know, either a former student reaches out to you or comes up to you at the supermarket or whatever, remember me, or just get in touch with you and say, this is what I'm doing now. Thanks for your help.
Yes, I think that when you see those students out, or former students, I guess, out in the real world, adulting and being successful, it's really cool to think that maybe you had a part in that. Obviously, social media helps you stay in touch with a lot of those students more so than we were able to stay in touch with our teachers when we left. So watching them grow up through that is pretty cool, getting invited to their weddings or their baby showers or, you know, seeing them after they graduate is really neat. I taught at a couple different schools before I taught here at Memorial, but I've always lived at Memorial or in St. Mary's since I graduated. So one of the things that I like about teaching here is I live in this community, so I get to bump into those graduates a lot more than I used to.
That's pretty neat when that happens, and you know, and probably also helps you know how you're doing, you know, how things are going, you know, that is what I'm doing working, you know, that's probably the best way to see that.
Yes, and I think in this role you get to see a variety of students. You know, I taught such a small segment of the population here when I was the ag teacher, and had the opportunity to build really close relationships to those students because, you know, as they became four-year members, the population was smaller. And in this position we get to see all of the students and to see the different paths that they take and the different successes that they find. I find to be really gratifying as well.
And I'm sure also sometimes it's okay to be a little biased on the show. I'm sure you would tell kids, check out the FFA. It's a good thing to get into, right?
Yes. I still do have a special place in my heart for the FFA. Mr. Mollenkamp does a great job. And, you know, always try to give a shameless plug to those kids that might not know where they're going. Have you thought about trying ag?
It should. It's certainly a lot to you know, it's worth learning about. Good field to get into. I've always said, I don't care what the economy is doing. We need to eat. It's good for that, you know, alone, right? Let alone all the opportunities out there.
Right. And I think you see in this area, more so than other areas, a strong appreciation for agriculture and the agricultural industry and what those people do on a daily basis to provide, you know, safe and wholesome food products for us to consume. So I think that it is important, but on the other side of that, in my current role, I've seen how successful a lot of the other programs we have here are at MHS. I think I knew about those as a teacher, but I get to experience them in a different way, and like encouraging kids to do other things as well.
All right. I want to thank both of you for joining us today, for spending so much time with us. I don't know where a week goes. It seems like a few minutes ago it was Monday and I'm setting up and, you know, and all that. And here we are, the end of another successful week at back to school at St. Mary's. And I can't thank you enough. Thanks for dropping by. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you also to Clay Roberts, also Ashley Settler for her help. Thank you to Mr. Ruane for the schedule of great guests that he gave us. And with that, we'll wrap up back to school. Now, we'll be back. I believe it will start October 21st. We're going to be in Salina. And it'll be different. I mean, they've got a new building we're going to be in. They have a new superintendent. So it's been a couple of years, and so a lot can happen in a couple of years, and a lot has happened in a couple of years. So we will pick that up on October 21st. Thanks so much, everyone.